So I am on the phone today with Senator Tina Smith, and I understand you have some new news for us. What's going on there, Senator Smith?
I'm very excited that a bill that I've been working on for a couple of years got passed and signed into law. It's called the Rural Moms Act, and it goes after this problem that we have. It's a lot of people don't really understand, which is that our the rate of moms who are dying in childbirth in this country is actually going up and not down. We're one of the only places in, you know, the wealthy countries where that's happening. And I did a lot of work on this with Minnesota doctors and nurses, and we came up with the Rural Moms Act to help support maternity care, prenatal care, postpartum care in rural communities where the biggest of these challenges is occurring. So I'm excited to get this over the over that finish line and get these dollars out to Minnesota hospitals and clinics and rural communities to help support their work to make sure moms have healthy pregnancies.
Now, with this rise in maternity fatalities, are there racial disparities included in that, or is it like a rural versus metro sort of issue?
It's really both, Larissa. There is higher rates of maternal mortality, women dying in childbirth, in rural communities and amongst women of color. And rural women of color are at actually the greatest risk. Part of the challenge is making sure that, one of the challenges is that we have a real decline in hospitals in rural communities that are delivering babies. But also there's just the challenges of women living in rural parts of the state and the country getting into prenatal care. You know, sometimes I've talked to women who drive, 100 miles to get to a hospital or get to their, prenatal care. And so one of the things this bill does is it allows for telehealth for some of those prenatal visits, which I've heard from moms in the North Country tell me that would be a really big deal trying to get, so they can get better prenatal care.
So when I think of rural women of color in my area, especially, I think of our American Indian women. Are there any dollars in this proposal to bolster up maternity care and Indian Health Service?
These dollars would be available for Indian Health Service or for urban indigenous communities, as well as for if they were in rural, smaller rural areas. Yes, you're absolutely right. They could be used by those providers and clinics too.
All right, Senator Smith. Well, is there any other updates from Congress you wanted to be sure to let our listeners know before I let you go today?
I think I'll just want to say that I'm very proud of our Senator Amy Klobuchar and the work she's been doing on the Judiciary Committee with the nomination of Judge Jackson for the Supreme Court. And there, Judge Jackson is doing a terrific job, and I'm looking forward to supporting her nomination in the coming weeks.
All right. Well, thanks for checking in with us, Senator Smith. I'm sure we'll chat again soon.
Thank you, Larissa. Take care.
You too.